our masks are falling. Unscrupulous bankers, inane politicians, conniving entrepreneurs, cynical academics, uncritical citizens, who are all being unmasked. But as their masks keep falling, the dejection is becoming generalized. Meanwhile, the human costs are mounting up. And the only way of making sense of them and measuring them sensibly is by means of counting lost generations. It is time to transform Europe and to be transformed in the process. Now, the medical profession only very recently managed to save more people than it killed. Up until the 1920s or so, the disease was preferable to the cure. Similarly, with the euro crisis now, our European leaders are enacting what I call a poisonous medicine. Toxic bailouts, inane austerity, we create it in order to salvage a euro system, a currency union which was never meant, never designed to sustain the catastrophe of 2008, the shock waves of that great earthquake. What we've done is we've created a scaffold which is, instead of helping the edifice from collapsing, it is putting more pressure on it. We've created this European financial stability or instability facility, and we modeled it, we created it in the image of Lehman Brothers' infamous derivatives. It was as if we took two stones and we tied them together by means of a string, hoping they will float more readily. The result, of course, is the uncontrolled disintegration that we're experiencing. Now, by now, most people are realizing this. So what we have is a new Jerusalem that is being canvassed. It comes in the form of the so-called federal option. Well-meaning Europeans and some friends from federal field recite this litany of federal concepts, ideas, suggestions. I'll just give you some. We hear of the importance of forging a fiscal or a transfer union in Europe, of having a federal treasury, of giving a new Leviathan, a new economic czar, the power to rule over all of us with an iron fist and keep us in awe. We hear about a centralized disposal of national assets, particularly of the Greek kind. The loss of national sovereignty as a price we have to pay for this fiscal union. And, of course, the dreaded treaty changes that have to go through 27 parliaments and or electorates.